Hi everybody, and welcome to Lost Genre Reddit Stories. For today's first video, I have a one story video from the subreddit Relationships. So if you want to go ahead and get started with this story, then use the timestamps below the video. Now, I'd like to thank all of you that support me either as YouTube member and Twitch subscribers, and I'd like to welcome FaZe Cortadist to our YouTube community, and as subscribers, Lasari, TerrierBecca1, Tim Holton, Zero the Evil, Super Caroline, The Chef Gamer 92, Kira Arrow 43, Ryu, Baijie, and Lord Adman to my Twitch community. Thank you guys so much. Your support means a lot to me. Also, if this is the first time you're watching one of my videos and you like it, consider subscribing to the channel and joining us on Discord. Now let's get to the stories. This post is from the subreddit Relationships, and it's from user LaurenWalker13. I, female 19, made out with my best friend, male 19, in a vulnerable moment, and now he's mad at me. What do I do? Okay, so just for some backstory. My, female 19, best friend, male 19, and I have been best friends for the past 7 years. He's literally my favorite person in the world, and we honestly just click so well. We know everything about each other and honestly just have the best times. He's my favorite person, no doubt. Our friendship is the best and we're just so comfortable around each other. He's so funny, like we're laughing 90% of the time we're together, and even though he tries to act all tough, he has such a soft spot for the people he cares about and truly has the world's most pure soul. Anyways, we are literally made to be best friends. However, a couple of months ago, he told me that he has had feelings for me for the past year and a half. I told him that I didn't feel the same way, and although he was super bummed about it and needed space at first, we were able to continue with the amazing friendship. We put a few boundaries though, but our bond is amazing no matter what. Anyways, so yesterday, Justin and I were just kind of chilling in his room, and his mom came up and was showing us some old pictures on her phone of us when we were in middle school, and we were all just kind of laughing at them. We all ended up just talking for hours, and it got really late, so his mom just told me to stay the night, different rooms, because she didn't want me driving home at this time. Then, when she left the room, the two of us kind of just sat and talked about life and memories, etc. Eventually, he started talking to me about his a-hole dad and stuff. Touchy subject, but he's comfortable talking to me about it since I was there through everything happening and stuff. We both ended up getting pretty emotional, especially because he's not the type to ever really open up and tries to act really strong for his mom and sisters. And I'm just not used to seeing him like that, and I'm used to him being all protective and comforting towards me, and just felt like it was a really vulnerable moment. We kind of put a boundary for no hugging ever since he said he had feelings for me and stuff, but I just really felt like I needed to give him a hug in that moment. I don't know. I ended up going in for a hug and we hugged for a while, and then I don't know what happened. I swear I don't know how it happened, but one thing led to another and we ended up kissing and making out. It was honestly super emotion filled and amazing, but I kind of just stopped before anything went too far and told him that I didn't want to go too fast or anything. He said it was fine, and then we sat there and kind of just spilled our emotions to each other. I told him how I've started having feelings for him over the past few weeks, and that I just didn't want to admit to them, and was even convincing myself that I didn't have them, because I was afraid of putting our friendship on the line and stuff. After talking, I told him I was tired and wanted to go to sleep, since I had to leave early the next morning for my dance class. Then, the next day after my dance class, he told me to come over because we needed to talk about what happened. When I first came over, he was being really dry and just quiet with me. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me that what I did was wrong. He told me that I caught him in a vulnerable moment and that I don't even have feelings for him and that I was just caught up in the moment. He said that I don't have to feel bad for him and make out with him to make him feel better. I told him that I wasn't lying and that it really was how I felt. He was like, "All of a sudden though? You paid no attention to me in that way, and then you throw it all on me in one night because you felt bad and made out with me." This honestly really hurt. I ended up kind of tearing up because I was just frustrated and it was an overload of emotions. I felt super anxious, and so I just told him that I'm gonna need a bit to collect myself and that I needed to leave. He apologized super quickly when he realized how he made me feel, but I told him I was just going to need a bit and left. He's been calling and texting me, but I don't know, I just don't want to answer him. I feel awful about it, but I don't know what I'm feeling right now. I can't believe he thought I was lying to him. Am I a bad person for catching him in a vulnerable moment and hugging him? I shouldn't have done that, but I swear it was in that moment where I felt so strongly about the way I felt about him. I didn't want to tell him earlier because I wasn't 100% sure about the feelings I had, but I know now, and now I feel terrible about it because it seems like I just started liking him after making out, when I swear that's not the case. What do I do? I really need advice. Well, OP, this whole situation is a bit overwhelming for you both. I mean, first of all, a year and a half ago, he told you he had feelings for you. You said you didn't feel the same way, and you guys decided to stay friends after, you know, like making up the friendship again, right? I'm pretty sure he still likes you, but he's just super confused right now because of what happened. I mean, out of the blue, you just started kissing him. That's a lot to take in, especially if this is a person that previously had told you didn't feel this way about you. But then in one moment after kissing him, you told him everything you felt and you came clean about the whole thing. When he tried to talk to you about it the next day, he effed up and probably said the wrong things and hurt your feelings. And now you're not sure about answering his phone calls because you don't know what's going on. It's a lot of confusion here. In my opinion, I would say what I say most of the time, communication. Be honest, sit down with him, don't be afraid. You guys are friends, you guys love each other as friends, so there shouldn't be any problems when you sit down and talk things out. Tell them how you feel, wait until he tells you what he feels, and then you guys see how you can move forward. One thing is very clear, you both have very strong feelings for each other, you're best friends, and you kissed, so maybe it's worth exploring what can happen after this. What do you guys think? What kind of advice would you give OP in this situation? While you think about it, let's continue with the community comments to see what they had to say, and then we can move on with the update to see what ended up happening. Singularity Mechanics says, "Everything is so dramatic at 19. This is quite simple. 1. He's afraid of getting hurt because you previously rejected him and worried it's not real. 2. You developed feelings, but instead of talking to him to see how he feels, you did something at a very inopportune time. 3. Both of you have concerns about how it could impact your friendship. The good news is the fix is very simple too. 1. Text him that you need 1 to 2 days to work out your feelings and actually do that, and suggest he do the same. 2. Text him after that and meet up with him to discuss what you think and what he thinks. If you want to add some dramatic flair, you can each write it down and hand it to each other to read. 3. If you both feel the same and want to try it, go on a date. Good luck." And OP responds, "How do we even go on a date? How would it be different from when we just go out together and hang out alone? What would be the difference? Because I like the way we are now, and when we go out together, we have so much fun. Is it not going to be the same?" Ricky2K33 says, "You should start by answering him. If you have been friends for that long, by not answering, you're more at risk of losing the friendship than getting into a relationship. If the end result is a ruined friendship, no matter what, then what is the risk of answering and trying to work things out? Hope it all works out. Good luck." Fermat1432 says, "You both got caught up in a fraught moment. Your hugging him had bad consequences from his point of view, but you intended no harm. Have a good talk with him. This wonderful friendship deserves to survive." And one comment from OP says, "After reading all these answers, I think that I've realized most is that I need to look at it more from his perspective. I can see where he's coming from, and I can't expect him to be able to read my mind. I think we're both scared and confused right now, and just need to figure things out. I think I'm in a constant battle of wanting to feel and do certain things with him, but being afraid that we will ruin a beautiful bond we already have, and he's in a situation where he wants to believe that I have feelings for him, but is afraid of being rejected again by someone who he has had feeling towards for over a year. In the end, we're both putting up a guard, and I feel like it's just hurting us at the end of the day. Anyways, thanks so much for the answers. It really helped me see things from his point of view. Okay, well, apparently the community did come through for OP and has given her pretty good advice into, you know, moving forward and seeing it from his perspective and just getting over the whole drama thing and going for it. So hopefully she does. And that's what we'll be finding out now, because we're continuing with the update. Since a ton of you were just so kind and understanding and answered my post, I felt like I needed to update you guys. First, I just want to say thank you to everyone who answered. You're all the sweetest human beings and really helped me understand, plus reflect on the situation in a fair way. Heart. I ended up taking some time to myself to really reflect on what I feel and what I want, and told him that I was just gonna need a day or so. Then he came over, brought us our favorite ice cream, lol, apologized, and explained himself and his side of the story. He told me that the only reason why he was acting like that was because he was trying to push me away. He told me that he was afraid that it was just something I felt temporarily and was afraid that I made out with him because I felt bad and not because I truly had feelings for him. He explained how since he's not used to opening up and is always the protective one for everyone, he didn't know how to react to me taking care of him and kind of felt like everything was too good to be true. He's so cute, lol. He told me how this all feels like a dream and that he's waited for this moment for 1.5 years and never thought it would actually happen. I explained how I've had feelings for a while. Obviously, not as long as he has had feelings for me though. And that I was afraid of acting on them because of fear of ruining our bond and that I finally felt comfortable opening up in that moment because of how emotionally vulnerable and connected I felt to him in the moment. We went into just a really deep, emotional, beautiful, and mature discussion about the situation and the way we feel about each other. He told me how even just listening to me talk about something I'm excited about assures him how much I mean to him and just spilled his emotions, all the things I do that he is obsessed with, and ugh, I wish I recorded all of it because this boy acts all tough. But I swear he has the most pure soul of the entire world. I feel like we're so used to just always laughing, being dumb and doing fun things when we're together. So it was just so amazing to be able to sit and reflect on how we've grown as best friends over the past 7 years. And how we're both ready to take on something new together, where our connection becomes deeper than that. When we were 12, if you told me that Justin and I would end up together, I called you insane, lol. But here we are. We've honestly seen the other as physically attractive for years, before having actual emotional romantic feelings. And now that we have both romantic and physical attraction towards each other, we knew what step we had to take. I feel like as much as we wanted to stay best friends to not ruin our relationship, now we can't even imagine only being best friends because we're far more than that, and someone who feels that emotionally connected and in awe of someone can't just stay friends with them. I can't wait to see where this journey takes us because I just know it's going to be a long, beautiful, indescribable ride. By the way, our parents and friends are so insanely happy. Lol, they're all like, finally, we were waiting for this to happen, haha. I know we just started being in an actual relationship, but it's already amazing. I've learned that sometimes you need to put fears aside and go for it, especially when someone who you care about so deeply is involved. It's literally like we're still the bestest friends ever, but there's even extra things to it that make our bond even better. We've already built such an amazing foundation, bond, communication skills, and openness throughout all the years of being best friends. And as long as we continue to always treat each other that way, we're gonna be more than amazing. Smiley face. We're both just really happy right now, and the wait was worth it because we are 110% sure about the way we feel and just are so grateful for one another. I just wanted to thank everyone for the amazing answers, and so does he. I showed him the post and he kept telling me that everyone who answered is so smart and said, "I wish I could meet them all and say thank you." Lol. We both really appreciate it. You guys really opened my eyes and let me see things from his perspective, and I can't thank you all enough for that. Thank you all for the kind words and advice. You really helped me out a lot. It was so sweet to see how others that you don't even know are willing to help you out. This world is such a beautiful place. I hope you all have an amazing day, and thanks again. Well, OP, congratulations. You guys have a happy ending. This is so cool. You guys took the leap. You had the conversation, you communicated how you felt, and you decided together that it's worth the shot to keep going forward. Now you guys are a couple and, you know, excited to see what the future brings for you guys. Hopefully, like you say, the foundation you guys have, the bond that you've created, and those communication skills that you're developing will help this relationship really, really grow into something even bigger. So once again, OP, congratulations, really happy for you, and all the best to the both of you in the future. Take care. And it's that time that we've reached the end of the video. I hope you enjoyed today's stories. I certainly did reading them to you. So if you did, then go ahead and give the video a like, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel and become a member of our Discord community that just keeps growing and it is fantastic. And like I said in the beginning of the video, all of the relevant links are in the video description below, so be sure to check them out. And finally, I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to watch this video. It really does mean a lot to me that you guys enjoy this content, so thank you once again. And having said all that, I will see you guys in the next video.